This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The tragic aftermath of a powerful bomb that ripped through a marketplace Friday morning in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding 48 others. Police officials said an explosive device planted in a shop caused the blast in a Shiite Muslim-dominated part of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province, and members of the minority community were among the victims. Investigations have been launched into the attack to determine motive. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the violence in the market area, which has experienced such attacks in the past. The Democratic co-chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee says he hopes Julian Assange is prosecuted for working with Russia to interfere in a U.S. election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accuses him of conspiracy in hacking U.S. government computers. But Virginia Senator Mark Warner says
they helped either hack into or took hacked information from the Russians and released it in a way to disrupt our campaigns in 2016.
Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, whose campaign emails were hacked.
He has to answer for what he has done, at least as it's been charged.
She was also Secretary of State when WikiLeaks began publishing diplomatic cables in 2010 that embarrassed the U.S. and offended some world leaders. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it has found WHO staff involved in what they call some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns, and that the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges